Unit 19. Email from the teacher. 2.
Dear Rika, thank you for reporting on Christmas in New York. I'm glad to hear that you spent such an enjoyable time before finishing your 10-month stay and coming back to Japan early next year. How are you feeling now? Over these several months, I've been very impressed with your reports. You have a positive attitude toward everything and actively engage in whatever interests you. You are not only studying hard, but also trying to know more about the city and the people around you. I can see from your reports that the Green Market and Central Park serve as a good oasis for busy New Yorkers who are surrounded by mammoth buildings. Going to musicals or museums seems to be a part of their lives, not something particularly special. For many art and music lovers, it's a place where one can be in touch with both classical and contemporary arts and enjoy world-famous performances as a part of daily life. As for the dark side of the city, it has suffered several terrorist attacks in the past. I still clearly remember the Twin Towers, which used to be a landmark for New Yorkers and tourists. The city has engraved those tragic events on various monuments, trying to remember the people who lost their lives in the events and to console those who lost their beloved ones. By the way, did you know that Tokyo Station has recently been renovated as well? It marked its centennial in 2014, and a lot of visitors have been coming to see the newly renovated station. Both Grand Central Terminal and Tokyo Station have a theme in common: utilization for the next 100 years. And I find many similarities between New York and Tokyo. One of them is that they look positively into the future and keep energetically evolving. I hope these two cities will continue to develop together as good rivals. Well, your stay in New York is going to finish soon. I hope you fully enjoy your remaining time in New York. I look forward to hearing more about this city when you come back. See you soon in Tokyo. Best always, Mei J. Sato.